the permitted way, there is no chalik la'olama. There is a pasuk in Tehillim. He said, "Ve'ata Elokim toridem le'er shachat." Oh God, you take them into Gehinnom. Anshei de'ruah, they anshei damim u'merma. People that they shed blood and they cheat others. Lo yehetsu yemehem will never come to the mid half of their life time, what they're supposed to live. The come rabbi says, what means anshei damim u'merma? The simple meaning is people who are shedding blood of others, or people who are cheating others. Come one rabbi and said, damim in Hebrew has two different meanings. Damim blood, there is damim money. If you give money and you do cheating with it, what is it? You take interest. Lo yehetsu yemehem. What means lo yehetsu yemehem? In the Gemara there is pasuk in the Bible that they explain it. Ki atta avinu, ki Abraham lo yeda'anu, Yisrael lo yakiran. Ata Hashem avinu goalenu ma'olam shemecha. We are turning to God and say, oh God, you are our fathers. Because our real father lo yeda'anu, they know us. Yisrael lo yakiranu, we are our father to know. Sit in the Midrash. At the time of Beit HaMikdash that was supposed to be destroyed, at the time the enemy came to destroy it. By the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Abraham and said, Abraham, your children became wrong. They sinned. He said, they sinned? Yimachu HaKadoshat Shemecha. Destroy them for to sanctify the name of Hashem. What do you want me to tell you? Let them live and will be Hilul Hashem. He went to Yaakov, Mr. Israel, your children sinned. He said, he gave the same answer that Abraham gave. He went to Yitzhak. He said, Yitzhak, Banecha Hatu, your children are doing wrong. He turned to God and said, my children? Not your children? Now you tell me, Banecha, you said, you called them your children, Am Yisrael. What do you tell me? Like you said, you yourself, your children. He said, okay. He told God, okay, let's make the account now. How long a person lives? Average 70. Take 20 years that you don't punish on them. What's left? From the time he's born to 20, he's underage. Left 50. From the 50, take half of it, the time that a person has to sleep, to eat. What's left? 25. 25 years also to work sometimes. Take another half, 12 and a half. So 12 and a half, put half on me, half on you. Said, I'll take 50-50. Because of me, forgive them for the half of it. And you, be kind to them, forgive them for what? What's left? 6 1/4? Damn. Hashem said, okay, I accept it. Makes sense. And he saves them. He said, but the rabbi said, this account is good. Why? For whom? For normal people. But people who give money for interest, the interest, the being made by every minute, by time. When he goes to the bathroom, when he sleeps, when he works, the money makes money because he pays for all the time that they're. And therefore, and shed damim, these are the people with interest. They can't make this account of Yitzhak Avinu and say, we don't make avonot in the time we sleep. We don't make avonot with them in the bathroom. We don't make avonot with them to eat. Now this, the money is being made by the avon of taking a bit. Therefore, they can.
Well, Rabbi, giving it is one. But the guy's giving it. He's making comparable sin.
He's the main one that's making comparable. What does he give it for? Instead of 100, to take 110.
No, the guy who's giving the interest. Who's giving?
All of them.
Jew to Jew.
All of them.
The whole package.
Yeah. The giver of the money.
The
borrower. The landing. The lender. The one that takes the loan. The one that takes responsibility for it. Guarantees it. The one that they come to be a witness. They all are sharing the avon. Company. The avon is being done. Hamalveh, Hadloveh, Ha'arav, Ha'aidim. That's the language of the Gemara. They're all making avon. Imagine, huh? The only thing, of course, the bigger avon is for the lender and the one who takes it. But still, all are sharing the avon.
Does it work the same way if you make a loan and you don't charge interest, that everybody involved makes a mitzvah on it?
That's right. That's right. Kesef talveh et ami et ani amach. You're making a mitzvah by giving a loan. Matter of fact, Rambam says there is 8 levels of tzedakah. Rambam counts them, 8 levels. One, that you give tzedakah to someone. You are the giver, he is the receiver. He knows whom does he take it from, and you know whom you give it to. That's tzedakah, but of the lowest level. Second one, the giver doesn't know, the receiver knows. Third one, the receiver doesn't know, the giver knows. That doesn't get embarrassed, the receiver. Fourth one, not the giver, not the receiver. Rabbis in the old time used to put money in a bundle, put it over their shoulders, and they walk the street. And there is a poor man, he wants to take, let him take. Then he doesn't know whom I gave it to, because he doesn't want to know. This is, you don't find many of these today.
They take the whole bundle or they take just a little bit of
one?
Who's there? Let him, up to him. He won't know how much. Now this is, well, then the Rambam said the highest one, if there is a man that has been difficulties in business, he needs in order to hold himself not to be absolutely going down, the business will be destroyed. You pick him up by giving him some money to be strong, to stand on his feet, that he will be able to continue with the business. Strengthen the business for him. He doesn't get embarrassed. You give him a loan to strengthen his business, and you even though you know whom you give, and he knows who you receive, but this is of the highest level. Because no embarrassment, you get him a lot to support him in business, and he pays it for you. He said, when you are behezaktabo, hezaktabo means bechiyamuch achicha imach, umata yado imach. He is going to collapse. Behezaktabo, you hold him not to fall down. This is the biggest mitzvah. This is what they say. If you are making sure that a person doesn't go down in business, and you just make him strong, that will continue with his business, that's the best. This is what we say, there are different levels of tzedakah. Then a person should, that's why they say pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei maskil edah. Fortunate is the person that have an understanding in understanding the poor and helping them. What's the understanding? Fortunate is the one that gives to the poor. No. He didn't say Ashrei noten edah. Ashrei maskil edah. He knows how to give it. To give it in such a way that the poor will not be embarrassed. That is, the Gemara Yerushalmi said that. And they bring, they said, a man like this, Hashem will be with him all the time. if he knows how to give it to that. He said, Averot sheben adam lachavero en yom ha-kippurim mechaper. Yom ha-kippurim will not wipe out the avon. Ad sheyifayes et haverot. It will make up with his friend. Utchila yashiv lo et ha-ona'a. Or et ha-gezer. First of all, he should give him what he cheated him. He overcharged him. He's not allowed to. Or he stole from him. Or the ribid that he took from him. The interest. And even if he did return to him the money, it's not enough yet. You should ask him to forgive him. The Kvar Amru Hachamenu Zichronam Lebracha. Se'ah Mele'ah Avonon. Gezer Mekatrek Varash. The person made different kind of Avonot. Containers filled with Avonot. Which one is coming right away to hold him guilty on it? Gezer. He took that something that doesn't belong to him, he took it from another one. Sit in the Gemara. That one rabbi, who was a butcher, that did something. He said the wrong word to the rabbi. Came the time of Kippur, the rabbi decided that he will go to him. He didn't come to the rabbi to ask forgiveness. He said, I will go to him in order to forgive him. As he was walking, Rabbi, where are you going? I'm going to see that man. But the people started shivering. One tells the other one, look now, the rabbi is going to kill someone. The rabbi is going to kill. The rabbi is going to give a chance to the one to see him, that he wants to be eligible, coming in front of him, that maybe he will ask forgiveness. The rabbi is telling him, sure, I forgive you. The rabbi wanted to do something good to this man. And he came there. He was near the butcher's store. And what did he come here for? The people. The rabbi was such a great rabbi. Rab, from the Gemara. So this butcher, he had the axe in his hand to cut the bones, you know, to cut the meat. He picked up that. Picked up, his hand slipped straight on his over his head and split his head into two. His own head. Shema Yisrael. One tells this man, you see, I told you now. This man is a very stubborn man. Instead of asking forgiveness for the rabbi, this would happen. And the rabbi was doing a great tzaddik because he continued to insult the rabbi. That's what happened. He said, imagine, the rabbi meant good. He wanted to go to forgive him. And the man did not take the opportunity to ask forgiveness, the opposite. I chose you when people are bad, bad. Belachen, im yesh lo sichsuch kaspim haver, if a person has some frictions with his friend about money, ad yore heter la'atzmo la'asik v'da'ato, ki en adam ro'eh heva la'atzmo. He shouldn't come and say, I'm right, what do you want from me? He is wrong. No. Don't always hold yourself the right one. Because nature of man always never says, I'm wrong. Always the other one is wrong, I'm right. Because nature of man always to protect his children, to protect his brothers, to protect his parents. If somebody speaks about his parents, he's ready to fight for them. For his relatives, more so for himself, because they say a man is related to himself or not. He's the closest relative to himself. That's what it said. If your relative, you're ready always to protect him, surely you protect yourself more than anyone else. It said, "V'yisader ta'anotav be'emet u'v'tamim l'fnei rabbo v'akishudot u'rabbo." And tell him, Rabbi, this is the case. I don't know if I'm right or he is right. Tell me, please. He should consult with the rabbi to know if he is right or not.
And let the rabbi tell him he's right and the other guy tells him he's still wrong. The other guy didn't go to the rabbi. You went to the rabbi. Now you know you're right.
You mean both of them went to the rabbi?
No, only one. Sir.
One went to the rabbi. If the rabbi told him he's right, finish. But usually a rabbi is not saying wrong thing. He'll ask the rabbi. Ask it in the proper way, not to hide things, put it in. Then he's misleading himself.
Yeah, now the other guy doesn't want to go to rabbis, and he doesn't want to say it's money, he owes you money, he doesn't want to pay you.
Then again, I said, you said this one went to law, but this one went to law.
No, one went, the other one doesn't go. The one who owes the money doesn't go, the one who owes the money goes to rabbi. Tells him the story without and he knows he owes money.
You are talking when a person thinks I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
I'm right. He should go to consult with the rabbi. Rabbi, what do you think? Don't rely on yourself.
Right.
Ask the rabbi, am I right or wrong?
Right.
If the rabbi tells you wrong, then don't hold yourself, you're right.
Now the rabbi says you're right. The person owes you money, he says you're right. The guy should pay you. Now you go to the guy who doesn't
want to
pay
you. But he couldn't
tell
the rabbi the story after the
talk. I know, let's assume he told the rabbi the right story.
We are okay. When he tells the right story and the rabbi tells him, it's not your fault, finish. He has nothing to worry there. But he tells you, don't come into a decision about yourself without consulting with the rabbi. Because if you do without consulting, you are going to mislead yourself. You think, even if you are wrong, you think you're right. That is the problem. Because as I said, a person who is most related to a person himself. You tell you, no, I'm never wrong. I'm right.
I could go to the lawyer too.
They go after you.
You know, you take the rabbi in the perspective of a lawyer. That's the problem. You know? Not all lawyers, I mean. You are one of the good lawyers. I'm talking about...
That's not what a lawyer client.
I'll tell you the truth. I heard from your brother you are the most excellent person, lawyer. You don't mislead others. And therefore I say you are different. Not only I don't have to hear from him, I say it too. We are talking about the rabbi. Always a person has to consult the rabbi. Rabbi, is this right or wrong? You are sincere in asking. You know, if he will tell you, no, you're wrong, you're going to stop yourself saying, must be I'm mistaken. That's the idea. That means don't come into determining that you are the right one on your own. Try to see what the rabbi says. Maybe you think you're right and you're wrong. This is a question. But he said, look at the wording, he said. It's not from him, Gemara. The rabbi quoted the Gemara here. He said, there ta'anotav be'emet uptamim nefnei rab mumhak. He should go and put all his claims in a true way, honestly, in front of a great rabbi. The horot lo, that you will guide him and direct him to the right way. Im hayav lahaziru lahaviru or lo. You should ask, rabbi, do I owe this money? I did wrong to him or not? But even if the other person is not putting any claim against him, in order to be clean in heaven, he should go and ask the rabbi, rabbi, did I do right or wrong? Even if he's not coming to ask you for anything, but you should clarify for yourself to know, did I do right or wrong? Even if it's not noticed it. So he has to give it to him back and make up with him. Then comes and said, there is two kind of annoying somebody else. Sometimes by cheating him with business, that he took money doesn't belong to him, he took it from him. Sometimes you don't take anything, but you annoyed him by wording. The Gemara calls it, there is twice in the Torah, lo tonu ish et amito, al tonu ish et ahi. Why twice? One for on a of money, one on a of devarim. Only annoying him by words.
On a is annoying?
On a, that's right, or annoying something. Or cheating. Because when you cheat someone with money, you're annoying him. And even if he did it only by words, the Gemara says, what by words? A man did wrong in his life. And then he made teshuvah. And all of a sudden he come, eh, remember what you used to be. You remember 10 years ago? How many wrong things you did? Shema Yisrael, that the worst thing. God doesn't remind him of that. God, what at all is Avonot? And you come and tell him, hey, now you show yourself you are a Hasid. Now you became Hasid. What was in the year 1980 when you did this, when you did that? Hello? How can you tell me that? These are Ona'at Devarim. So there is another kind of Ona'at. You're a storekeeper. Comes somebody, he enters the store. Yes, may I help you? Yes, please. I'd like to see this item. Yeah, okay, he brings it here. Now you have better than this? Yeah, okay. He takes this ladder, he goes there, he goes up, has it, he brings down the goods, says, here is a better one. So he looks at him, do you have better than this? Again he goes, up and down. Yeah, no, he's going up and down a few times. Look, he still, he accepts it. This way of business. But he never had the mind to buy it. That's a problem. Then he comes, after he does all the thing, he says, I'm just shopping.
I'm telling my wife.
And he goes, he's not. He's not. He had nothing in mind to buy at all. Just curious to know. Well, you are curious to know you are bothering that man for nothing. That's all now.
You know, isn't that funny? A lot of Hasidim do that.
You see,
now you'll have to go to ask them forgiveness, these people. Because you already determined. You already determined that they were not buyers. God knows. Maybe they meant to buy, but they don't like the price. They don't like it. And no, you already suspected them to do that.
I like the ones that.
This is also wrong. You can never tell. It's not for us to determine.
Is it Ona'at also when you charge somebody more than the average price?
Yeah, that's Ona'at Mamon. That's what I said. There is two kind of Ona'at. There's Ona'at Mamon, there's Ona'at Devarim without any Mamon. That's his Ona'at.
But how does that reflect the Goy, Rabbi? Does it, if you take the rug and it costs a dollar and you sell it for $1,000 to a Goy, is it a Haram Goy and you sell it
no,
for a Jew?
No, it's not. Share. It's different. Because the Goy will do it to you too.
So
but
okay.
The Jew is the obligation on you and on him. He cannot sell you overcharging, and you can't sell. But if the Goy is going to make on you, why should you? That's what Allah said. Interest to the Goy. It's a mitzvah to take the interest. The Goyim heard that. It's a mitzvah to bite us, huh? You can't take interest from a Jew. Right? The king asked a rabbi once. He says, is that right? You have to treat us differently. From a Jew you can't take, from a Goy you can't. I said, what's wrong with it? He said, if you will give me a loan, what you take from me? So just as you take from me, I'll take from you. But the Jew, he is not allowed to take from me, I'm not allowed to take from him. This is obligation on both sides. Mutual obligations. But with you, I don't have you. You are going to listen to me to give me a loan without interest? No. Well, if you take interest from me, why shouldn't I take from you? There's nothing unfair. He said, the mitzvot of the Torah are upon us, Jews, to fulfill them. It is on me and on him. But on you there isn't. You are not obligated to listen to the mitzvot of the Torah. You are going to take interest from me. Why shouldn't I take from you? Is that fair that you will take and I won't take? The rabbi answered the king. He made sense. He said, okay, you're right. Then he didn't complain anymore. He said, this is a mutual. Well, there is nothing wrong. Therefore, why should I give my money away if you take from me? Therefore, your brother, because just as you don't take from him, he doesn't take from you. This is what he said. Ona'at Devarim needs for us forgiveness even more than Ona'at Mamon. Ona'at Mamon, a person yes, he knows I did wrong. But in Unadron, he said, nah, you know, I said, what? As a person, they sit down, group together, they make a lot of jokes and that, and there's one exactly the target to make a joke out of him. And the other one gets so embarrassed, and he is shedding his blood. You can see his face turning red and then white. And then after all this, that he makes fun of him. I'm just kidding you, you know, I'm joking. Yeah. And Shlomo HaMelech said, like a person who takes a gun and he is aiming to see if he knows how to aim exactly building, but he's aiming, there is somebody over there who puts him as his target. And he shoots, he aims exactly the right one. Then the other one has been killed. I said, I didn't mean to kill him. I was using him as a target only. So what? But you killed him. That is exactly when a person makes fun of somebody else, then he tells him, I'm joking, I'm kidding you. Therefore, he said, this is considered like shedding blood. Therefore, even if he annoyed him only by words, because he violated the laws of the Torah that said, don't annoy a person by words. Bechol shiken, more so if mechlimo, if he embarrassed him, v'hilbin et panav barabim, he made his face become white and public, shu hashuv k'shofech damim, considered like shedding his blood, because you can see the redness went, came white. V'kevar amru, noach lo la'adam shiyapil atzmo l'kibshan ha'esh, v'al yalpim b'enei haverov barabim. It's better to go, to fall down onto the fire, be burned, and not to be embarrassed someone. Where do we learn that from? In the Torah. Who did that? Tamar. Yehuda said, "Otzi'uha v'tesaref, take her to be burned." Not knowing what happened, Tamar got pregnant. And he thought she went to somebody else. And she didn't tell anybody. That's really whom is she pregnant for. What did she do? She sent a bundle, and she sent it with messenger to give it to Yehuda. He said, the owner of this item that is in this bundle, he's the one that I got pregnant from. And what? She didn't tell anybody. Then she said, if you will admit, it's okay. If not, I'm ready to die. Not to embarrass Yehuda. Yehuda got a bundle, he opened it, he saw his own items. He said, she is right. I'm the one. Then he did not let them do anything wrong. And Yehuda admitted, even though he would be embarrassed by the people, but he said it's better, worth it to be embarrassed and not to let them be killed. Yehuda did a big mitzvah. She did a big mitzvah. She was ready to go into the fire and die and not to embarrass him. He embarrassed himself and he didn't want her to die. It shows you when a person is confessing and telling, I'm sorry I did wrong, this is a very, very great zechut was for Yehuda when he admitted that.
Was there Yehuda for that? Wasn't he the father now? Wasn't he a father-in-law?
At that time was Yibum, before Matan Torah. Gimal, we'll read this law also. Imze shehata kenegdo eno mitpayes v'rishona l'mchando. He did something wrong to someone. And he's going to him, asking him, please, I did wrong to you, forgive me. The other one says, I'll forgive you after what you did to me. Get out of here. I don't want to see you. He goes, he doesn't want to forgive him. What should he do? He should repeat again, take more respectable people with him, to ask him, please forgive him. Be a nice nature of a Jew is forgiving. The Jew is having mercy, is not cruel. The sign of Jewish people, Israel, what is the sign of a real Jew or not? Rahamanim. Baishanim, gomle hasadim. ראשי תיבות גבר, ג' גומל חסד, ב' ביישן, בעז, גצם בעז, השם, ראש רחמן. If a person is seem nervy, you seem cruel, seem he's not kind to others, that shows, who knows, he's descended from some other people. So this is, they come with some respectable people, forgiven. Again he refused, take more, third time. That's what I always said, Yahazol v'yelech pa'am sheniya u'shlishit. You should take people with him second and third time. Every time that he goes, he will take three men and different men. If after three times still he does not want to forgive, he doesn't have to bother anymore with him. About him, who rabbo, but it was his rabbi. Afilum eno rabbo, not the real rabbi that he can. Got most of his learning from him. Still, he must, if he learned Torah from him, he must go even 1,000 times to him. Then he will be accepted. That means he will accept him, will corrupt. That means there is a difference to forgive him. Then comes another paragraph. This one that's supposed to forgive, he should be very careful not to be so cruel. He will have Avon there if he is not forgiving. Shekola ma'avir al midotav ma'avirin lo al kapshar. Anyone that forgives, God will forgive him too. If he doesn't forgive, God will not forgive him. Ve'im hu lo yimchol, gam lo lo yimchadu avonotav. Thus, yesh omrim. Really, he wants to forgive him, but he's afraid that he will be accustomed to do it to other people too. It means good. To show himself he's not forgiving him, but really in his heart he does forgive him, then it's okay. Because it means good, he doesn't want him to, he knows him, this man already. Always he goes to people, he does, and says, please forgive me. I said, if you see him, he's accustomed to this thing. No, I'm not. But in your heart you should say, I forgive him. But to him don't tell him. Because in order to teach him a lesson to become good. Then this is what we are talking, what is all this? We didn't come yet to the main thing, halachot of Kippur, what it is. But it is a duty of a person to see to improve his relationship with other people. To see to it, first of all, not to come to such a stage, not to cheat to such a thing that the other one would not forgive him. And imagine the duty of a person, Arab Kippur, just before Kippur, to go to his parents. Please forgive me. Maybe I made a mistake throughout the year. And today he says maybe, and he knows for sure he did. Today, not like the other days in the old time. They never would say, would open their mouth in front of their parents. Today, children, Ma, the girl said, I think you are silly, daughter. Shema said, a daughter would tell her mother, you are silly. They would be minimized to nothing before saying these words. They would never say that thing to her parents. Today, it's nothing wrong with it. A daughter can tell her mother, Ma, you are silly in doing this. I heard it so many times. And I said to many girls many times, you tell your mother, she said, you know what it means? You tell your mother she doesn't have a common sense. She doesn't understand. She is silly, you know what it means? Stupid. Silly is stupid. Ma, you are stupid. Who is the girl to call her mother stupid? Do they realize that? Unbelievable. This is what the custom, they live in the galut, they live among the goyim, and they learn all those expressions from the goyim. Jew would never open his mouth to his father or mother. We were raised as children. No one of us opened his mouth. Once the father or the mother said anything, This was like a law from heaven. We learned that we are supposed to listen to the father and the mother. I don't say, of course, our father and mother were dedicated, were devoted, did everything for the children. But the person will come and think about his father or mother that they are wrong. The mother said, even if they are wrong, don't you ever tell them something in such a way that looks like disrespect. Rambam said, if a man rasha, a person rasha, is, you know what means rasha? Rasha means mahal shabbat. Don't go to condemn him. Do it in a nice way. Don't tell him to your father. We don't tell you to listen to him to do also hilul shabbat. He will tell you to try to get rid of it in a nice way. He tell you don't do it in a wrong way. Do it in a nice way. This is how the duty of respect of a parent. Of course you can when the parent is good, nice, devoted, dedicated to the child. How could he tell his father or mother something like this? If we are talking here about friends, other people, that you have to ask forgiveness, more so than the book said, the person doesn't ask forgiveness from his parents, he has avon. The night of Kippur before, the night of Kippur before going to shul, he has to ask. Today children say, father, we understand. A mother, I have to ask him for forgiveness. Of course, the poor girl, the poor lady, she kills herself for her child. She raises him, she does, and all of a sudden he screams, he yells. That comes at the time he has to feel like Kippur, which was wrong to talk to my mother this way. I have to ask her to forgive me. And this is what the lesson that we learn from this. What should be, if we say this is a relationship between men and another fellow man, more so with his parents, that there is kabed et abicha ve'et emecha. And this is a duty. Rabbi Yosef Haim puts it, one of the mitzvot. He said, what he should go and tell his father and mother, and the father and mother should say right away, we forgive you and bless them. They give a blessing. They give them. There's a special wording what the father tells his son at the entering Kippur, because every father wants to see that his son will be successful and be forgiven by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what they want. I'm sure of that every one of you wants to forgive his child. What do you say, Jeff? You forgive your children? That sometimes, yeah, but that's not Kippur. In Kippur, definitely, you would.
Every day, yes.
What do you say, Robert? What do you say to the kids?
They're young, yeah.
I was saying that in bed. They were with me on the set. So they were, moving this way, that way. And I'm meaning the word. And I'm saying to myself, I'm asking Hashem to be patient. Have, the chaos wouldn't be whatever, and have the hanun. And here I am ready to blow up on the country.
And you don't want to learn from Hashem.
I should learn. That's what I'm thinking.
This is true. This is, there is nothing in one. What they say, one of the characteristic attributes of Hashem, Erech Apayim. Mm-hmm. Erech Apayim, that patience, one of the biggest things. It's very, very hard to get accustomed to that. Because nature of man, he gets excited, he gets nervous. And then it's Erech Apayim. Hashem, Hashem, Kevrahum, V'Hanun, the third one, Erech Apayim. Then V'Rab Chesed, V'Emet. This is our duty to see with it. Okay.
Would you pray? What do we say to the kids on the fourth? What do we say to that one?
What?
What Berakha do you started to say?
Well, it's written in Mahazurim of the Tfilat Yesharim.
Right before?
What Berakha, yeah.
Where is it
in? Exactly. In the book of Tefillat Mahazarim of Tefillat Hashalim, it's written what Baracha a person should give it to his son at the time they enter in Kippur when he comes to ask forgiveness. But you give the Baracha anyhow, they ask or not, if the child is not in the stage to understand to come to ask forgiveness, a father should tell his son.
Rabbi, the three attempts that you discussed, the three attempts for forgiveness,
yeah,
within the period of the year or That's forever, the 3 to 10.
No, no, no. We're talking about before Kippur.
Ah.
Yeah. And the time that we're supposed to ask. Did you all wait?